Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Sentosa Sabha Committee to inquire into UPSC aspirant's death case in Delhi, issue raised in both houses of parliament. Government accords approval for procurement of 22 interceptor boats to enhance capabilities of the Indian Coast Guard. India issues travel advisory for Lebanon amid Israel's warning to Hezbollah. External Affairs Minister of Affairs Jayashankar says Quad members are working together for rules-based global order and secure Indo-Pacific region. And in Paris Olympics, Indian men's hockey team secures a draw against Argentina in their second Pool B match today. The Ministry of Home Affairs has constituted a committee to inquire into the incident of death of UPSC aspirants at a coaching centre in Old Rajendranagar in Delhi. The committee will inquire into the reasons, fix responsibilities, suggest measures and recommend policy changes. In a social media post, the ministry said the committee will have an additional Secretary of Urban Affairs Ministry, Principal Secretary Home of Delhi Government, Special CP of Delhi Police, Fire Advisor and others. It will submit its report in 30 days. Earlier, the issue of death of UPSC aspirants due to drowning in a coaching centre in Delhi was raised in both houses of parliament today. In the Lok Sabha, the BJP and Congress both demanded a probe into the matter. During the zero-hour, BJP member Basavi Swaraj demanded that the Union Home Ministry should set up a probe committee to look into the matter. Shashi Tharoor of Congress also demanded a comprehensive investigation into the matter.
It's a shocking situation, and I have to say that when you have a brilliant student, all the dreams of serving the nation through the UPSC exam have been shattered and the hopes of a family have been shattered, sir. No compensation can be enough for the tragic loss of life of a young man cut short in his prime, sir. There are a number of serious issues. There is, sadly, a level of violations of basic norms when it comes to building codes, fire safety, flood safety and so on.
Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party said officers are responsible for issuing no objection certificates to run the coaching centres. He wanted to know what action is being taken against them so far. Initiating the discussion in the Rajya Sabha, Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi of the BJP termed the incident as criminal negligence and questioned how much money was spent on the cleaning of drainage systems by the city government agencies.
कि एक सैलाब आया जो तीन बच्चों के जीवन को बहा के ले गया उनके परिवार की आशाओं और आकांक्षाओं को बहा के ले गया मगर अफसोस की बात है कि जिनके ऊपर इसकी जिम्मेदारी होनी चाहिए थी उनके माथे पर शिकन भी नजर नहीं आई.
Derek O'Brien of TNC also expressed concern over the incident and said that commodification of education was not properly addressed in the national education policy. Intervening in the debate, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said there has been negligence in this matter and those responsible should be held accountable. Aam Aadmi Party Swati Maliwal said the Delhi government should give 1 crore rupees as compensation for the death of each of the youths. Delhi police has arrested 5 more persons in the IAS coaching centre flooding incident, including the owners of the basement and the person who appeared to have damaged the gate of the building. It said, so far 7 persons have been arrested. Delhi Police said it is committed to ensuring strict action against all those involved in the case. DCP Central M. Harshvardhan said the investigation is going on from all angles. He said there was no permission to carry out commercial activity in the basement. The Municipal Corporation of Delhi terminated a junior engineer and also suspended an assistant engineer of Karol Bagh zone with immediate effect. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, has demanded caste census and legal guarantee of MSP to farmers. Participating in the discussion in the Lok Sabha today on the general budget 2024-25, he said the legal guarantee for MSP in the budget would have helped farmers. He also questioned the Agnivir scheme. Referring to Mr. Gandhi's remark on the Agnivir scheme, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, misconceptions have been created about the scheme by the Leader of Opposition and he is ready to have a discussion on Agnivir in the House. Intervening in the debate, Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel said the NDA government has accorded priority to farmers, youth, women, the poor and middle class in this budget. Earlier participating in the discussion, Dimple Yadav of Samajwadi Party claimed that budget allocation for the education sector has been continuously decreased. Suresh Kumar Kashyap of BJP lauded the union budget, saying it will give new direction to the country and make the country self-reliant. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav has criticized the Leader of Opposition and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi for questioning the post of Lok Sabha Speaker. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said such action of Mr. Gandhi undermines the democracy and the constitution.
Shri Rahul Gandhi ji, Leader of Opposition hote hue, jis tarah ka unka vyavhar hai, samvidhanik pad jo adhyaksh ji ka pad hai, us pad ko bhi wo question karte hain, ye democracy ko kamzor karne wale actions hain. Jab Shri Rahul Gandhi ji ne unki sarkar ke dwara banaye hue ordinance ko सबके सामने फाड़ के फेंका था, तो संविधान की मर्यादाओं का पालन करने का उनका कोई इरादा मुझे नजर नहीं आता।
Talking to media outside Parliament, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned Mr. Gandhi's conduct in the Lok Sabha as the Speaker is the custodian of the House. Mr. Rijiju said since Rahul Gandhi has now become the Leader of Opposition, he will have to work according to the rules of Parliament.
आज लोकसभा में नेता प्रतिपक्ष श्री राहुल गांधी जी ने जिस तरीके से भाषण देते समय लोकसभा स्पीकर को अटैक किया और नियम से बाहर जाकर के जितने भी उन्होंने बात की है मैं उसका खंडन करता हूँ.
प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी विल एड्रेस द इनॉग्रल सेशन ऑफ जर्नी टुवर्ड्स विकसित भारत अ पोस्ट यूनियन बजट 2024-25 कॉन्फ्रेंस इन न्यू दिल्ली टुमारो. The conference is being organized by the Confederation of Indian Industries, CII, and is aimed at presenting the outline for the government's larger vision for growth and industry's role in this endeavor. More than 1,000 participants from industry, government, diplomatic community, think tanks, among others, will attend the conference in person, while many would connect from the various CII centers across the country and overseas. The Defence Acquisition Council, DAC, has accorded acceptance of necessity for procurement of 22 interceptor boats with the latest state-of-the-art system in order to enhance the capabilities of the Indian Coast Guard. They will be used for coastal surveillance and patrolling, search and rescue operations, including medical evacuation. These boats are capable of quick interception and shallow water operation in territorial waters. A meeting of the Defence Acquisition Council under the chairmanship of Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today concluded in New Delhi, where various capital acquisition proposals were considered. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Indian Embassy in Lebanon has issued a travel advisory for Indian nationals today after Israel's warning to the Lebanon-based Hezbollah group sparked fears to escalate the conflict. The advisory stated that Indians in Lebanon or those planning to travel to Lebanon must remain in contact with the embassy in Beirut. In a post on X, the Indian Embassy said, in view of the recent developments in the region, Indian nationals are advised to exercise caution and remain in contact with the Indian Embassy in Beirut. Meanwhile, international flights to and from Beirut Airport were either cancelled or delayed today as tensions escalated between Israel and armed political group Hezbollah. Lebanon's Middle East Airlines, in a statement, said disruptions to its schedule were related to insurance risks. The development came after a strike in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights killed 12 children and teenagers on Saturday. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said it is only the collaboration of Quad that can ensure a free, open, stable, secure and prosperous Indo-Pacific. Making opening remarks on the Quad Summit in Tokyo, he said the commitment of doing global good that the member nations have undertaken has a resonance far beyond this region. He said the overall messaging is that the four countries, all democratic polities, pluralistic societies and market economies are working together for a free and open Indo-Pacific, for a rules-based order and for global good. The Quad Foreign Ministers' meeting was held in Tokyo today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, along with his counterparts from Japan, the United States of America and Australia, attended the meeting. At the Paris Olympics, Indian men's hockey team today secured a draw against Argentina in Pool B match. Lucas Martinez helped Argentina get ahead in the first half, but captain Harmanpreet Singh buried a drag flick from a penalty corner right before the start of the last minute. The match thus ended in a 1-1 draw. The Indian men's hockey team will next face Ireland. Talking to media, captain Harmanpreet Singh said the team as a whole worked hard, but there is a room for more improvement.
सब अपना हार्ड वर्क कर रहे थे कि हम इस मैच को जीते और स्कोर करें, बट अगर ड्रॉ भी किया तो वो एज ए टीम हमने अचीव किया है. सबका योगदान है इसमें. जो फिनिशिंग है हमारी और बेहतर हो सकती है. हमारे ओपन जो शॉट्स हुए हैं हमारे और इतने सारे पीसी मिले हमें, आई थिंक नेक्स्ट मैच में हम स्कोर इलेवन कर सकते हैं.
इंडिया रिमेन इन द थर्ड स्पॉट इन द 16 पूल बी विद 4 पॉइंट्स फ्रॉम 2 गेम्स. इंडिया विल हैव टू फिनिश इन टॉप 4 इन पूल बी टू एंटर द क्वार्टर फाइनल्स. In another event, Indian men's archery team comprising Dheeraj Vamadevara, Tarundeep Rai and Praveen Jadhav crashed out in the quarterfinals to Turkey. Indian badminton star Lakshya Sen secured his first victory in the Paris Olympics men's singles Group L match, defeating Julien Karagi of Belgium in straight games, which then will now face reigning Asian champion Jonathan Christie in his final group match. On Wednesday, a match that will determine which player advances to the pre-quarters. And now news from the business world.
At close, the BSE Sensex added 33 points to close at 81,356. The NSE Nifty added just 1 point to close at 24,836. In the forex market, the Indian rupee ended flat at 83.73 rupees against the US dollar. And in the global crude market, Brent crude decreased 0.5% to $80.76 per barrel when reports last came in. This is Nishit Kumar for Akashwani News.
In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 tonight, we will bring a discussion on preventing and treating diabetes with Dr. Rajesh Khargavat, Professor, Department of Endocrinology, AIIMS, New Delhi. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our guests regarding the symptoms, causes, treatment and prevention of diabetes, as well as maintaining a healthy lifestyle. To participate, dial the telephone number 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444, 9:30 p.m. onwards. You can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044 or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskAIR. In Bihar, bogies of New Delhi bound Bihar Sampark Kanti Express detached this morning from the engine, having a narrow escape for the passengers. Railway officials said a coupling of the train broke down near Khudiram Bose railway station in Sonepur division of East Central Railway. Officials said no passenger received any injuries in the incident. After the information, the engine was attached with the train and was sent to New Delhi. Bihar Sampark Kanti Express runs between Darbhanga and New Delhi. In the last 24 hours, intermittent monsoon rains have continued in many parts of Himachal Pradesh, including capital Shimla. This has caused landslides in several places. However, according to the weather department, the monsoon is expected to strengthen in the coming days and a heavy rain alert has been issued for some areas. In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has given instructions to survey the coaching centres operating in basements in the state. The Chief Minister was reviewing the rainfall situation and the possibility of floods in some districts through video conference today. He also gave instructions to keep the flood control room open 24 hours. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre sets up a committee to inquire into UPSC aspirant's death case in Delhi, issue raised in both houses of parliament. Government accords approval for procurement of 22 interceptor boats to enhance capabilities of the Indian Coast Guard. India issues travel advisory for Lebanon amid Israel's warning to Hezbollah. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says Quad members are working together for rules-based global order and secure Indo-Pacific region. And in Paris Olympics, Indian men's hockey team secures a draw against Argentina in their second Pool B match today. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.